Now that I've stepped into the real world, I ask myself, was it worth it to give your all, give your everything to get all A's in your courses? Hey, what's up everybody? This is Bomo Dambo coming to you live from the capital city of Canada, and you're listening to the Life After University podcast, where I share stories about the ups and the downs of life after university. Maybe you'll find something to relate with, so stick around and let's chat about all the crazy stuff no one really talks about. When I was in school, I took my studies very seriously. Like, I always took my studies seriously, even from primary school, or what some people would call like elementary school. It's just a gift that I have to learn. I have just this intense passion and desire to learn. And while I love learning, I hate exams. But you gotta play the game, you know, to get those grades people say you should get. And so, you know, growing up, there's this whole hype about getting A's and being smart and getting the results that you want people to be proud of. And I understand that that's some sort of pressure that some people, some parents might have put on their children. But for me, it wasn't like that. It was just natural for me to get those grades because I loved it anyway. But like, you know, as time went on, as you step into higher levels of school, you realize that, you know, learning and school isn't just for learning and school. You realize that there's a game that is being played and you have to play the game. And when you win the game, you get A's. When you don't play the game, you end up, you know, getting the grade letter that the game gives to you. So you come to ask yourself, you know, are examinations and tests and assignments, are all of this for knowledge or just to prove that you can study? Well, having been through it a lot, I can say it's a bit of both. In fact, not a bit of both, it's actually both, but with the tests of your studying skills as a higher percentage. So I would say like 60% or 70% exams to test how much you can study, and 30% to test how much you know, which are totally different things. Like, you can be studying just to learn and to understand how to apply what you've learned, but it's totally different from studying because you want to get an A. And I hated that part a lot because it felt like it didn't really feel good, and it came with a lot of anxiety and, you know, tension. Just because you know something doesn't mean you can write an exam well, and just because you can write an exam well doesn't mean you know something well. So it's just this game that we're all trying to play through school and everything. And I didn't mind playing the game too, because, or maybe I mean, it affected me, but I learned to play the game. That's why I didn't mind playing the game, because, you know, it was working. But that aside, I actually love learning and the knowledge that it brings. But there are people who, you know, they don't think probably the way I do, or they just don't have the capacity to study as much or learn as much in that setting, in like a formal school setting. And so they kind of are on the opposite end of the spectrum, where they're against anything that has to do with school, and they're always putting out quotes like, you know, you don't need to go to school, just learn a skill and you're good and all of that. And while those, you know, quotes and advice and stuff may be applicable to some people, it is not applicable to everyone. And that's why I hate the idea of generalization. Like, people making statements, profound statements and quotes, to belittle another set or group of people based on their own experience, because you're generalizing that school or university is no longer a necessity. You're trying to push that narrative. Meanwhile, that's just based on your own experience. So people should just stop making general statements. The same way people should not say, you know, school is for everybody and getting A's is for everybody, because at the end of it, it's all depends on that individual, the place that individual grew up in, where they're going to, what they want to do with their life. So all of this stuff, there's really no one statement that you would advise people like, oh, you should go to school or you shouldn't go to school. By school, I mean university. So, you know, get some basic knowledge, whether it's formal or informal in your formative years. And then, you know, for higher education, that's totally up to situation factors that affect each individual's life. But back to what I'm saying, there shouldn't be a generalized statement about how people should go about their higher education. Okay, the same way there shouldn't also be a general statement about what grades people should get. I mean, don't get F's because there's no point for you being there, but not everyone is supposed to get an A, right? And people that are supposed to get an A are not supposed to get a C, if you get what I'm saying. Like, people have different grades that they strive to achieve. And so just because maybe someone who's comfortable or okay getting a C is not getting an A, that person shouldn't be put down, okay? Because that person probably doesn't need to get an A. The person's getting a C and going through school and doing well and has some connections and family members that's gonna give them some job when they're out of school. And so getting an A is not really a priority. And then you come to another person where that person's future, that person's resources and opportunities are dependent on the person getting an A. And I'll use myself as an example, okay? In addition to me just liking school and learning, there was a need for me to consistently get A's. Why? I needed scholarships, okay? There was no way I was going to get scholarships or funding for my university education with less than A. And so that was at the back of my mind through every test and every exam and every assignment, that I needed to get A's so that I could apply for some scholarships. And because I got A's, I got access to a lot more scholarships, which I got access to a lot more funding for my school. So you see that my goal and my priority to get an A is different from someone whose priority is just to pass the class. Okay, another reason why I was getting A's, lots of people put me through school. So it's just nice to show that, you know, investment and what they saw in me was true. You understand? You don't want to let people down, not just because no one was putting pressure on me or anything, but it's just nice to see that when you've contributed to someone's life, they're doing good. So that was another reason I was pushing for A's. Okay. Another reason I was pushing for A's is because I was in a strange and foreign land where I don't have any connections, or I didn't have any family member that knew someone who knew someone who knew someone. And so the way for me to stand out when I came out of school was with my grades and with the things I had achieved in school. So what I'm saying is that there are people who need to strive for A's, and there are people who don't need to strive for A's. And that's totally fine. You just need to figure out where you are. And so while in school, because of, you know, the way the world is changing, like in the past, people were like, you know, you must get A's. You must get A's. You must get A's. You must get A's. Nothing less than A's. And it's a growing joke or meme in like African and Indian households where parents are really hampering on their children to get A's, no matter the cost. And because people took it too seriously, like in the past, now there's this whole new way of thinking and advising children, or people will give speeches and all these motivational speakers, like, you know, they will say something like this, and this is something that pisses me off a little bit, maybe due to some insecurity or whatsoever it is called. But I hate when I hear people say that A students would end up working for C students. That A students, the only thing they know are technical stuff, and they don't have, like, you know, communication skills, soft skills, or all of that, that they only know technical stuff, and so they don't develop other soft skills that will help out in the real world, and like the skills that it takes to get them an A are not really relevant in the real world, and so they'll end up working for C students. Now imagine me in maybe first year or second year. I'm trying to study, trying to get that A, and I hear something like, you know, A is not important, grades are not important, your CGPA is not important, A students will end up working for C students. That is a discouraging statement. And while I might understand the sentiment from where the person is coming from in terms of, like, you know, books are not everything that matter in life, like, you know, there's life outside of school and all that, it's part of this whole generalized statement thing that I don't like. You don't just go out and say stuff like that because you can't prove that every single business owner was a C student or a B student. And you can't prove that every single employee that's working is an A student, right? So a better way for you to say is, like, you know, just have a good balance with your life. Don't spend too much time or raise one area of your life above the other per se. You know, if you're doing well in school, be sure to also focus on maybe your social life. Be sure to also focus on developing some domestic skills and some other soft skills that are not necessarily, you know, just to pass your exams. And this is something they would tell me, I would hear when I was even way younger, like in primary school / elementary school. I'll hear stuff like, this one, not the only book where you go, no, you know, not the only book there this world though. And I used to be scared because for a long time, that's what I knew. I only knew about books and studying and all of that because that was my natural inclination. But as I grew older, I realized that, okay, I also need to balance by learning other things. Like, for example, in my second year, I realized that I needed an internship, okay? This is me in university in a new country. I don't have any idea of how things work. I don't have anybody to ask. I don't know anyone. I don't know where to get information from. And I realized that in second year, I'm supposed to get a job all by myself. I don't even have, like, a resume or how to write a resume. Like, I didn't know anything, to be honest. And I'm seeing my mates that grew up here, and they already have something lined up for the summer. And I'm like, how am I going to get a job if I have no experience, I have no skills, I have no anything? I only have my school results. And so from that time on, I decided to balance out, like, studying with networking. So sometimes I would skip a class to go for a networking event. Sometimes I would spend more hours working on my resume and all of that than my assignments. And that's not to say I didn't I threw away my books and didn't want. In fact, that year, permit me to say, that year I got even higher grades than I've ever gotten throughout my 4 years. I don't know how I did it, but all I'm just trying to say is that I didn't neglect my academics. I only balanced it out by developing other skills. All right. So I was afraid that I would only know or have studying and exam skills, but at the end of the day, I learned other things, and I'm still learning other things, like, you know, interacting with people, leadership, and just a bunch of other stuff. The key point is that you're not slacking on either front, depending on what you need to succeed. And so, the question, like I said, you know, does everyone need to get A's? No. You have to assess your life and see if, you know, getting A's is something that's important to you, okay? To you, based on your living conditions. Another thing that actually affected A students, like, I'm just going to bring it back to, like, all I've been talking about was, like, you know, being in school and getting A's. Now, being in the real world, I mean, I've been in the real world since, but being in the corporate working world, not being a student, how has striving for A's, how has it affected me as an employee now? How has it affected me or made me better? Like, what effects basically has that whole experience had on me now that I'm outside of school? Because, you know, it's easy to say, now I'm working, I'm not even applying what I learned in school, right? Like, what did I learn all those things for? And I say it a lot. In fact, I said it while I was in school, because there were some courses that you would take, you'd just be like, when will I ever use this in my real life, right? And then, you know, some people would also say, like, in the workplace, your GPA does not matter. Your GPA does not matter on your resume. It's just your experience and all of that. And like I said, all those are general statements. Depends on the company, depends on the job, depends on where you're going to. There are people that need the grades. There are people that are working, that are going to be working in labs or in graduate school and all of that. So really, it depends on your situation. But for me now, like, the question, how has my grades or the mindset I had in school, how has striving for A's, how has getting A's affected me, okay? So obviously in life, there are pros and cons for different things, okay? So for cons, something that affected me or I've had for the longest time is the fear of failure, okay? And this gives me like anxiety, extreme anxiety, like just if I have the chance or I see that there's a potential of me feeling something, I don't know, I might just not want to do that thing rather than failing. And it depends on the level of failure. Like, there are some things that, okay, if it's not going to be a big impact that I fail at it, then I don't mind. But if it's something that's going to be big, I tense up real quick. And so the fear of failure, which is something I have learned to overcome in the past year, by the grace of God, was something that I guess most students that get A's in school would relate to. So I was talking with a friend the other day, and we're just talking, and oh my goodness, it sounded like we're living the same lives, because we both had this desire and drive to be successful and everything. And then we came out into the workplace, and in the office, or the way things are not done the way, you know, school life is. And so you feel like you're not meeting up to the office standards or the work standards, and if you're feeling like a failure because you're not maybe hitting those targets, or you just feel like you're not giving it your best at work, just because it's a different setting that you're still getting used to. And there's also, like, we both had the experience of failing our first driving test, and to be honest, I was shattered. I was on the floor. I cried, because for someone to just tell me that kind of news, that I had failed a test, it was shattering. But I believe that in that year as well, got like a lot of things I failed out in my first year outside of school, just in my personal life and in some projects I had started and everything, God was also teaching me to balance the drive I had for success with the dependence on Him, that, you know, it's okay to fail as long as you stand up and you go again, right? As long as you trust in God, you can do well. So based on, like, people might have, you know, this failure lesson in different formats depending on what they need in their life and depending on what God has destined for you. Your experience is going to be different, and the stage of your life where you're going to experience failure or success is different as well. Some people experience success late in life, some people experience success early in life. Like I said, there's no general statement of how things should go. And so, like, coming out of school, having maybe not failed an exam or anything, I thought that I was, you know, failureless, if there's any word like that. Like, I couldn't fail at anything. And then God had to teach me that, you know, you can fail at things because you are not me, right? You are a human being, and you need to rely on me to help you. And lots of things I have relied on God, and God has been helping me to move on and to get through it and to succeed in His name. So that was one thing, that was one con of being a straight, like, navigating the real world, being a former straight A student. And then, so that was the major one. I can't think of a lot right now, but there are some expectations. Okay, I just remembered one now. Like, sometimes because of the expectations that you had as a student to get A's, when you come out into the real world, you put those kind of high achieving expectations on yourself. And this was something I struggled, because I'm trying to surpass some expectations, like imaginary expectations that no one is expecting of me, and I'm just putting it on myself because I just feel like I can do it, and then you can't do it, and then you just crumble into this tunnel of you can't do anything. So it's like two extremes of I can do it to you can't do anything. And it's God has really like worked on me because it was crazy. It was crazy. But that I'm just trying to say that people who get straight A's go through stuff, some stuff at least. And it's not also something that's easily attained. Even though I liked studying and learning and all those kind of things, I had to also read books and study on the art of actually getting excellent grades in school, you know, ranging from how to take notes to how to pay attention in class to how to study. You know, how to study it's a course on its own. I studied all those things, right? It's not something like, oh, professor just said something, I forever remember it. Sometimes it's like that, but most of the time, there is a certain level of effort that people put in that others are not aware of, and they just think that magic happened and the person got A's. Right? But a pro, or one big pro of getting straight A's or getting A's or high grades or whatever, aside from just, you know, people calling your name on your graduation day for having awards and high distinction, is that you learn more about yourself. You learn how to organize yourself. You learn how to discipline yourself. And when you come out into the real world, you know processes and systems that you can put in place to help you achieve what you need to achieve. You already have systems in place for achievements, all right? You already know what works for you and what doesn't work for you. You're not now out there in the world trying to figure things from scratch, even though some things, obviously, you have to figure from scratch, but there are just certain things that the discipline of studying and getting high grades teach you during your university years that are very applicable in the real world. And for those of you who say you're not applying what you're learning in school, now that depends on your program. But for me, a considerable amount of work I do, I learned it in school. Now, the difference is that I'm using it in a more applicable way. While I learned like formulas and calculations in schools, the theory and the concept is what I apply at work and in a more specialized way. So in school, I might have learned some extra courses, have some extra courses, learned some general things that I don't have to deal with today. But the basic knowledge of everything I learned is what I'm applying in my workplace today. That may be your case, that may not be your case, but you can't generalize and say that people who go to university don't ever use what they learn in school in the real world. Okay? Like I said, all depends on your situation, what you studied in school, where you're working now, if you even decide to work in the field you studied. Okay? So I don't regret putting in all the efforts I did to get those grades, because that's what set me up and prepared me for where I am today. And, you know, I don't think if I didn't try to get the grades I got, I wouldn't have been true to myself. I would have been pretending to fit in with some people just so that I'm not, I don't know, like being the odd one out. Like, it's easy for you to be in a situation where you are ashamed of the high grades you're getting. Yes. People don't hear it often, but it's easy to be find yourself in this because you feel like maybe you don't deserve it, or you feel like you don't want people to think you're bragging, or you don't want people to think you're better than them. And so you don't want to talk too much about that, right? Because the society actually puts that pressure on other people, like, you know, this person gets a good grade. And why people celebrate it in public, there are people... When you hang out in some small circles and you actually just want to hide your grades for some people, like, I as I'm talking about this, I'm just remembering like secondary school where, you know, grades tests come out and people who get hundreds and nineties and everyone they're hiding their grades, like, you know, they don't want to talk about it. And I'm like just trying to challenge, like, why is that the case? Like, you go to the low end, people are hiding from sharing their low grades. You go to the high end, people are hiding from sharing their high grades. And it's just because everyone's putting all these general statements on people. Like, just allow people to be who they are. If they are academic excelling people, celebrate them for who they are. And if they are other, they're excelling in other fields, celebrate them for who they are. You know, it can go either ways. The pressure and the societal influence can go either ways. But personally, I don't regret the effort I put into school. I don't regret where I am in life right now. And no one should come and tell me that, oh, I put all my effort into school. I'm going to be working for two students forever. Ha ha ha. I'm never going to be an entrepreneur. I'm going to be an employee. Not everybody wants to be an entrepreneur. Just park one side. Just leave it. Maybe in the future, somebody might change their mind. But for now, you just want that steady paycheck coming in. Just allow me. You understand? Anyway, yeah, university is just a laboratory, so it's where you get to experiment, see what works for you, see what doesn't work for you. You develop some skills that you're going to use in the real world. And so that's life for me right now, leaving, graduating from university. There are no like A's or grades in the real world per se, but there's something called, you know, living your purpose, and that's what matters in the real world. Okay. Well, that's all I have to talk about in this episode. I'd love to hear your thoughts if you're on the Spotify app. I'm gonna post a question, and if you're on Apple, leave a review. What do you have? What thoughts do you have about this? And what kind of topics do you want me to talk about next? I'd love to hear all of that from you. And I'll see you in the next episode. Take care. If you're a lifelong learner like me, then you appreciate the desire to keep on learning and improving your skills. YouTube, which people also call the free university, offers a lot of great content out there. But you admit with me that it can be tough and hard to progress in those lessons, especially when there is no provided order or sequence in which you're supposed to take the lessons. Well, let me introduce you to Skillshare, which is an online learning platform that provides courses in a variety of fields. I'm talking like photography, filmmaking, software and video editing, finances, physics, and so much more. It has a monthly fee that's less than the cost of a Netflix subscription, but if you want to check it out and see if it's something that works for you, you can have 1 month of free access to all the courses on the Skillshare library by using my referral link in the episode description. So check it out and see if it's something that you actually need to continue learning.